Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Precious in His Sight. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
You'll never know who you are. Are you a believer? Anybody a believer in here? Have you been born again? Then you will never know who you are until you find out who He is. You'll never find out what you are and your value and worth until you find out what He is, because I am in Him. Come on, somebody say, I am in Him. He is in me. Glory to God. Glory to God. I'm just going to read some scriptures to you real quick. Okay. You don't have to try to turn to them or even write them down. You can if you want to. But main thing, I want you to hear them and say them, and possibly, if you need to, listen to it online or whatever, and begin to make confessions of your own. But the main thing is what you believe. Yes. Yes. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. I'm going to give you some of the confessions we used to make decades ago. Galatians 2:20. I'm crucified with Christ. Yes. Nevertheless, I live. That's right. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Thank you, Lord. Colossians 3:3. Yes, sir. You're dead. Yes. Your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? I'm dead to the flesh. I'm dead to sin. I'm dead to the world. But I'm alive in Christ.
Amen. That's right.
Huh?
Yes.
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new, and all these things are of God. What are you? Who are you?
A
I'm a new creation.
Yes.
I've been born again.
Yes.
That's who I am.
Amen.
Man, you can feel the confidence beginning to... Is that right? Yes. You can feel it. Just begin to rise up in you.
Yes.
Quit talking about what you did or didn't do and what you had and who you were in high school. Come on, come on.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes. Glory to God.
Everybody else already forgot about that anyway. Come on. Who are you? It must be based on something that cannot change, that you cannot lose. Elsewise, you're in danger of losing your identity and your sense of value and worth. Woo-hoo. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 1:30. 1 Corinthians 1:30. Of Him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Who are you? I am made of God. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. This has nothing to do with me earning anything. Redemption means I've been redeemed. Why? I didn't do it. He did it. Sanctification, I've been made holy.
Yes.
Why? I didn't do it. He did it. Christ has made this to me. Righteous, I didn't earn it. He gave it to me. He made me righteous.
Yes.
Wise.
Hallelujah.
Don't ever let the devil tell you you're dumb.
Right.
He's a liar.
Right.
You have the mind of Christ. Christ is made unto you the wisdom of God.
Yes.
Somebody say, in Christ, in Christ.
Christ.
I'm wise.
I'm
I have the mind of Christ.
I'm righteous.
I'm holy.
I'm redeemed.
It's who I am.
It's what I am
in Christ Jesus.
That's
who you are. That's what you are. Somebody likes it. Nobody can take this away from you. No matter what happens or doesn't happen in life, you can't lose this. This is who you are. This is what you are. It's what gives you your identity. It's what gives you your value, your worth. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, he talks about some bad things. He says, such were some of you, but you are washed. You are sanctified. You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God. Never again say you're a mistake, a mess up, a failure. That's not what the Bible says you are. Come on, say it out loud. I'm washed.
I'm washed.
Quit talking about the sin because you're washed. Say it out loud. I'm sanctified.
I'm sanctified.
I'm made clean.
I'm made holy.
I am justified.
I'm made right.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. By the Spirit of my God. What if we went around talking this all the time? Instead of all the other stuff of what we felt and what happened and what didn't happen. Walking by faith instead of walking by sight. Talking faith. Talking the Word instead of talking feelings. 2 Corinthians 6:16, just a couple of verses later, he said, what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. What does that mean? God lives in you. God said, I will dwell in them. I will walk in them. I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Somebody say, I am the temple of the living God. He lives in me. I'm his person. He's my God. That's who you are. That's what you are. That's what gives you value. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Galatians 3:26 says, you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. I'm not just a more boy. I'm a God boy. Huh? I'm God's boy. Is it true or not? God is my father. I'm my father's boy. I take after my daddy. I'm a child of God. By faith in Christ Jesus. There's neither Jew nor Greek. Bond nor free. Male nor female. You're all one in Christ Jesus. We shouldn't make a big deal, a bigger deal out of I'm a man Christian. Nah, you're just a Christian. I'm a woman Christian. Nah, you're a Christian. Huh? I'm a cowboy Christian. Nah, you're a Christian. I'm a motorcycle Christian. Nah, you're a Christian. Because motorcycles come and go. Cows come and go. Come on, are you listening? You better not put too much of your identity. Now, you're laughing, but a lot of people do this. Don't put too much of your identity in something you put ahead of the word Christian. I'm a such and such Christian. No, honey, you're just a Christian. You're a Christian. That other thing is not the big deal. Who you are in Christ. And if you be Christ, and somebody say, and I am. Then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. The blessing of Abraham is mine. Galatians 4:6 says, because you're sons, God sent the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore you are no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, you are an heir of God through Christ. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir. Joint heir with Jesus. That's what makes me who I am. That's my identity. That gives me my value. Finally, in Colossians 2, you might want to turn to this one. Colossians 2:6. In closing, I think. Who are you? Who are you? Let's shed all the monikers and nicknames and associations that we've picked up through life that have become part of an identity that can be nothing more than sitting on sand. That's going to change. Let's let the Lord make us failure proof So that no matter what happens in life, no matter who we're with or not with or around or not around, our identity remains strong and intact and unchanged. Our sense of value and importance and significance remains unchanged. He said, as you've therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted, built up in Him, established in the faith, as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Should we be thanking God every night and day because all these things we've been confessing are true? That's who I am. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Beware of things that don't put Jesus front and center.
Yes, sir. That's right. Yes, sir.
For in Him, it's all in Him.
Yeah.
Who are you? Everything that makes me who I am is in Him.
Yeah.
In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. We have no idea how big that statement is.
That's right.
Amen.
You're right.
That's right.
Amen.
By faith we can go, whew. What makes Him who He is what makes us who we are. In Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Read verse 10. Read verse 10. Read verse 10. And you are complete in Him. When are you complete in Him? When you finish that project. When you accomplish this thing or that. When you get more money. When you get that thing or this. Huh? When?
I am.
Right now.
Complete.
In Him.
Amen.
The things that matter, the things that count, have already been done in Christ, and He's in me, and I'm in Him, and it's done.
Amen.
That's what determines forever who I am and what I am.
Glory to God.
Somebody say, complete.
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 Complete in Him.
Complete in Him.
That's a chorus we used to sing. I'm complete. Complete. Complete in Him. I am complete in Him. Hallelujah. I'm complete. Complete. Complete in Him. I am complete in Him.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Precious in His Sight, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida, on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.